Welcome to Satsang. May everyone settle in the heart. Let everything relax. Let the mind be quiet. So you are open for the now. It seems like we are in heaven, coming here in this nature, and I hope you are also aware of that. What is happening here now, where you are, what we have, who you are. Don't let the mind disturb the beauty, the peace, the truth. And I'm happy to see you, because I see that you are thirsty. So the pub is open. Beloved Babaji, thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm so grateful for being here again. Thank you, all my love from Juno. You are happy now. And I know what you are happy for. I know what you are thanking for. I know what you are grateful for. Because you have felt something, some peace, some love, some hope that is possible. And then all you can say is thank you. Thank you is a sign that you have felt it, that you live it. And only this thank you can be enough to transform your whole life. The mind is never grateful, remember. Only the heart can be grateful. So that means something is touched. That you cannot even put into words. But you have to express something. So then just thank you, thank you, thank you. That is the mystery. I don't do anything, but things happen. Just by being available and you opening, things happen by themselves. Everything in nature is like that. Just the other day I had one flower that was totally closed. Then I kept an eye on him. I wonder how long he's going to stay closed. Next morning he was open. I was thinking, if only humans could be like that. So effortless. Such a trust. So organic. And that's how easy it is, if you just become natural. The only thing that is in the way is the mind. which is resistance, which is thinking, which is dreaming, which is always going somewhere instead of stopping and resting into the moment, into yourself. Then you will find it's already available. But you need a little reminder. If you are totally receptive, it can happen instantly. Only the mind has a problem. So put the mind, put the ego aside. And then it's just think, think, think. Transformation can only happen when you are open. It's very strange. Everything in life, in nature, everything is happening beautifully. Only human beings seem to have a problem, which is the crown of the creation, they say. That is the possibility. Humans can live in hell or they can live in heaven. No, make up your mind to live in heaven, because only you are holding yourself back. Rumi says, forget safety. Live wherever, where you fear to live. Destroy your reputation. Be notorious. If you are not ready to destroy your so-called reputation, you will never be free. Because it means you're holding on to the old. And freedom is now, always fresh. That's why it's very easy, but it's very difficult for those who want to hold on to their reputation, their past, their image, their ideas. Beloved, I don't know why it always takes me so long to write to you. I can feel a little shy and also a little afraid. But my heart is very happy when I allow myself the space to do it. I always say, listen to your heart. The heart knows. You don't know. Only the heart knows. When the heart is happy, it means that it's right. My heart is very happy when I allow myself the space to do it, to connect. Many times it comes this image of being with you, like a friend, very easy and relaxed, and I'm laughing a lot. That's how it should be, to be with friends, easy, relaxed, and laughing. Otherwise, what kind of friends is it? As you know, I didn't go to Brazil this time, even though that was my plan. Since last spring, I discovered a lump in my stomach, and during this year, I have been going to checks. I also had a surgery in October, because they believed it was a cyst in my ovaries. But when they operated me, they couldn't find anything. But the lump was still there. I was kind of easy with it. Maybe it will go away by itself, I was thinking. But after some time, I felt to get more help to find out. And just around the time I was planning to go to Brazil, I went to a doctor, and she found a tumor with the size of 16 by 12 centimeters on my left side in the stomach. That's a pretty big chunk there. She sent me to the hospital, and there I was 1 week doing many tests, and the result was that I have a rare cancer disease, but a very mild and slow-growing kind. And they assume I have this for many years already. We never have had so many cancers as we have now. We must have over 100 different kinds of cancers. And why all these cancers? This only the last 50 years this has exploded. And it goes together with this unhealthy living on all levels. The mental, the physical, pollution, eating habits, unconsciousness. This is the result of listening to McDonald's and Coca-Cola and all these things. And God knows how it will go now with all the internet and the mobile and the cell phones. More cancer will appear, new kinds will appear. The only way is to become more conscious. And many times we need a little shock to stop. On the 29th of April, I have an operation to take it out. Maybe they have to take away part of the intestines and maybe some of the kidneys, but they don't really know before they open. And this is what they can do. First, they are unconscious, the whole society, to feed you really badly, treat everybody as a machine. And then when something happens, then they just open you and take it out. And chemotherapy and antibiotics and all kinds of poisons. But nobody is looking at you as a person, as a whole person. So they can't just work on the physical, which is what they're doing. They have to have a holistic view. Or at least you have to have a holistic view over yourself. You have to find the source why this is happening. Where does it come from? It's a call for change that maybe has been long overdue. And not only the eating, but fear, guilt, anger, doubt, confusion. All this is poisoning your system. But that society, that the doctors doesn't work with. It has been a very strong time for me in many ways. The day I got this message, I got paralyzed with fear. Death came so close suddenly. I went straight back to the apartment to be alone, and I was lying in bed, feeling my whole body shaking. That's why it's a wake-up call, because in reality, that is always close. It's just behind you, all the time. But everybody, in some mysterious way, think that they're going to live forever. And that's why we delay things instead of taking action now. Because you can always do it tomorrow, just like a good Indian. Not today, tomorrow we do it. And nothing happens. And that's why it's so messy in India, because we will clean up tomorrow. But don't be so Indian. You have to clean up now. You have to take charge. But it's very difficult to see. This is the amazing thing with humans. They don't really see before they get the shock. And then maybe it's too late. I felt the fear, difficulty to breathe, my chest tight, and a voice came from within. I just can't bear this. I can't hold this fear anymore. And in a moment, it felt like something left me, and an understanding dawned on me that it's not up to me to hold these fears. I can let it go. I can let it go back to existence. The fear was still very present in my mind and body, but something deeper was taking place, and some release was happening. This is the thing, it has to come. You have to be face to face with it. No, when you have no escape, then you have to face it. I'm all the time trying you to make you face yourself, to take responsibility, to have a look, uncluttered by your mind, to see as it is. And you can cut through in a moment. But you needed this to realize that you can let go of it. Every day I'm telling you, just let go, relax, surrender, stop. But the habit is such that it's almost impossible. If you don't have a deep understanding that, yes, enough is enough. You have no excuses anymore. I had my daughter with me these days, and the next day I also felt paralyzed. She was at school but came home after some time, and she was sitting at the couch playing her cool music, and I felt I had to pull myself together for her to get out of the fear. So then I asked her to play louder, and I started dancing there in the room, not holding back this time, just going for it. She was laughing at me, filming me with the iPhone. And on the wall there are some pictures of use for her, and I looked at them and I felt so crazy, so happy, picturing you in satsang, when you sometimes stand up and dance with us. I try to do everything. Just talking is a bit boring for me. I have difficulty talking. I had no idea today. My mind was totally still, like a silent pond. But then when I see you, then I start talking, because I can feel you are thirsty. So that for me is enough. if I could make you happy and remember to dance in spite of the fears, that's why I dance. So, and when you need it, I will be there to remind you. Never let fear take over. I felt that something great was happening during those minutes. Maybe for the first time, I consciously choose to turn my back to the fear and to realize that I actually have that possibility all the time. And that's another thing, it can only go consciously. Sometimes it might happen. Here in satsang it might happen many times. But it's because you are in my energy, something is happening. You have to consciously come to that point, come to that decision, come to that insight, and stand up for it. Maybe for the first time I consciously choose to turn my back to the fear. All this fear and doubt and confusion is so old, so ancient, and that's why it's so difficult to get rid of it. You are so identified with it. But there comes a point where you have that insight, then you will always remember it. You don't need to be run by it. You have the possibility, and you have that possibility all the time. The time now, after I got this message, I have felt very good, really. More alive and more happy than for some time. There is a saying that if you really want to live, you also have to be ready to die. Only those who are ready to die can live. Because then you live intensely. You are aware of death. Then you have no excuses. And then you don't get involved in all this nonsense that you have spent your whole life getting involved in. All these so-called problems and projections. The fear is there, coming with some strong waves from time to time. And I still get involved. But anyway, it feels like now there is this light that always shines and make me remember again that this is fear. I didn't have that clarity and distance to it before. And this distance makes me very, very happy. Fear can be there, anything can be there, but you are not it. That is the difference. When you are identified, then the problem is there. Then you are the fear. You can watch the fear, let the fear be there, but you are something else. You can watch it. Then slowly, slowly, it will lose its power over you. I had had many insights during this time about my arrogance and about deep hurts inside and how strong it sits there. how tricky my mind is, how much it takes to catch it and see it clearly. You see, all this happens when you start getting in distance to your mind, to your program. Then you can start observing. That's why I've always been talking about. Be aware, watch it, observe it. Don't get so involved in the drama, in the samsara. But only when it happens, and happens existentially, not thinking about it, then it can't do anything. The thinking can never transform you. Only when you have the experience, which is what you had, then you saw your arrogance, the deep hurt inside, and how strong it sits there. And only by seeing it can you deal with it. Again and again, I remind you, you have to see yourself where you are, not where you want to be. You have to face yourself where you are. Only then can you move on. You have to face it. And as soon as you see it, it's already gone. Trying to be good and do the right things all the time. And all this only out of my own ideas. How scary it feels when I feel this structure falling apart. How vulnerable I become. How terrifying it is to have nothing to hold on to. Yes, and that's why it's so few doing it. That's why it's so few coming to that point. Luckily, things have gone in by being around me. And when reality came, only the real comes. Then, when all that mind is gone, then you can hear the truth. Then you can realize it. And that takes away everything. You don't have any time for bullshit when you're dying. You want to live. And that's why it's such a great wake-up call. And how scary it feels when this structure is falling apart. That's why I go on reminding you, come back to the heart, let go, trust, love. Because one day you will have to let go, you will have to surrender, you will have to trust. And how vulnerable I become. How terrifying it is to have nothing to hold on to. Yes, but only when you are vulnerable can it happen. Only when you are open can it happen. Otherwise it cannot happen. So you see, what is it? Is it a blessing or a curse? It's a mystery. But it's much more a blessing than a curse, because the body will go anyway. But your consciousness you will take with you. it comes to me like there is a change in my basic, to simply put it, a change from no to yes, from functioning from a ground of fear and mistrust that no, I'm going to say yes. And it is happening. That is the whole change, Mudini, from no to yes. The ego is no, is fight, is resistance, is fear. Yes is open, is surrender, is let go, is happy. So easy. That is your choice, yes or no, negative or positive, fighting or surrendering. I'm saying to myself that I don't need to carry it anymore. Whatever is going to happen, it's okay. Relax now, breathe, it's only now. I'm looking very much forward to see you, to be in satsang with you again. I love you, Mudini. Hey, Mudini. No, I have Mudini, my Mudini here now. You see, no, it's much easier. No, I can talk to you now. All the bullshit is gone. This is how it is. And this awareness that life is very insecure, anything can happen, that can happen, that gives you an alertness. Because now you have to face it. It gives you more a sharpness. You can't be so dull. And that's how it always has been. The Buddha has always been reminding you of the impermanence of life. And that's what really meditation is. To go beyond your ideas. So it is like a death. A death and a rebirth. But there's no way around it. You have to die as the old, as your ideas, as your fears, as your conflicts. Otherwise, it's impossible. How can the new appear if the old is filling up the whole space? This is impossible. It is waiting there. Don't be so occupied. Relax. Come back. I'm happy because we are maturing. Let all the mind go, so there's only heart left. And you're helping yourself when you're helping me tremendously.
From you,
No, it's the second chapter of Mudini. No, we have to finish her once and for all in a good way. I came back here a little more than 2 weeks ago, after almost 2 weeks at the hospital. The operation went very well. It was very long, 6 hours, and very comprehensive. They removed a part of my colon and sewed back together, removed the tumor and everything around it. Initially, they had planned to remove the kidney as well, but it looked better in there than they had presumed by looking at the X-ray photos. So I got to keep it. Good. Sometimes you have to have a closer look now to see how the situation is. But you say they removed part of your colon and sewed back together. And what about the mine? Did that also go? Let that also go. And don't stitch it back together. Let it go together with the colon. That's the right company. That shitty mine and the colon. That's perfect. They are two old good friends. I'm good and I take one day at a time. I feel quite skinless, vulnerable and fragile, which is unfamiliar to me. Yes, you have been such an iron woman. But remember, this skinless, vulnerable and fragile, that's what I want you to be. And it's not so bad, is it? How is it then? It's good. So that's what I'm also, I know that it's so good. And I'm wondering why you don't accept it. But it's okay. I can wait till you find out how good it is to be vulnerable and fragile. I can also see clearly now how I'm holding on to pain and feelings because I lack trust. Most people, they have this, they're lacking in trust. Because trust only comes when you are very, very clean and skinless. Then you trust something higher. You open up your heart. When is too much you, too much mind, too much ego, too much control, too much protection? You can just dream about love and trust and intimacy and meditation. You have to become more and more weightless, skinless, vulnerable, fragile. And it's so good because all that heavy burden will go together with the skin, that heavy elephant skin that you had. But people have a hard time and they get distressed. That has come up around me many times. I see that people have problems with their trust. They have distrust instead of trust. But that is only hindering you. It's an unnecessary burden to carry. It means that you are closed. It means that you are stuck in your old pain and feelings. It is something personal then. And as soon as it's something personal, some old pain, some old feeling, some distress, some hurt, then you are separated from the whole. So I understand it, I see it, but it's very difficult for me to understand it also. Why are you carrying this distrust? Why are you carrying this mind? You are only suffering because of it. So luckily now, out of this, you feel vulnerable and fragile, which many times you can get a glimpse of, but you have to live like that. That is the courage, to live open, vulnerable, fresh, in insecurity. Then you become very, very alert, very, very beautiful, very, very real. But you can only do that when you realize that you have nothing. So you have nothing to lose, because already you have nothing. And that gives you tremendous feeling, because now you are real. You have found something that is so real that you don't need to be afraid of anything. And then trust comes. Unshakable trust. You have nothing to protect. You have nothing to hide. And that is the greatest blessing. But then you have to be open, vulnerable, skinless, fragile. And I know it's unfamiliar to you. It's unfamiliar to everybody. But as I go on reminding you, be courageous, be real. The flower has a different strength than the stone. Life is fragile, but it's beautiful. But now it's bursting, and it feels as if I'm not capable of keeping anything together. It's so scary and good. Love, Mudini. You've been keeping everything together for too long. Everybody has. Just let it go. Relax. Come home. Be at peace. Nothing to struggle for. Just try that. You know the old. You know the old conflict. You know the old fight. Trying to keep it together. It didn't give you anything. No, try something new now. Be smart. Don't let it go to the point where you have to die. And then you can die a beautiful death because you already have let it go. It is scary, but it's good. That is the difference. Before it was scary and bad. No, it's scary and good. It's scary and good, thrilling. That's how it should be. You should be excited. Because this is the reality. And how good we are to protect, to hide the reality out of our own insecurity and ideas and projections is always like a curtain between you and reality. So full of yourself. All that has to go. Then suddenly you can see clearly. Then you become very fragile, very real. Only heart. No mind in between. then you will look very happy, very innocent. Just like that one, Mudini and Nitya. Then Baba is also very happy. Be intelligent, be courageous, and allow it now. It's scary and good, but it has to happen. Don't try to keep it together. And I, in some strange way, what needs to be kept together will be together. I don't know how I keep together, but in some way the body keeps something together. I don't know. Otherwise, nothing is together. It's just a mystery how I can function at all. It's a big mystery. Without trying to keep anything together, and still I can function. Perfect, no problem. Behaving pretty good also most of the time. It is totally ordinary. But nothing is together. And it's so good. Just vastness, space. How beautiful bird song, no? Bird song in the spring. These birds are just ecstatic. allow everything to become quiet, still. Just relaxing deeper and deeper into yourself. Feel that place which is totally quiet, undisturbed. Just feeling a gratefulness, an openness. Feel you have the courage to be vulnerable, skinless, real, yourself. Going beyond your false self, resting into your real self, your true self. this is the right place. Only the sounds of the nature, the river, Aum Shanti. Thank you.